I'm Will Griffin, and this is live in Studio C at Classical 91.1 and Nashville Public Radio. I'm very happy to welcome a very sharp, strong, energetic group this morning, members of the Gateway Chamber Orchestra, basically out of Clarksville, but they perform in Clarksville and Franklin. And we're going to let their director, conductor, Gregory Walnick, introduce the Gateway Chamber Orchestra and tell us what we're going to hear today.
Sure. It's a pleasure to be here. I brought along a number of musical friends with me. I'm going to start, you can't see me, but just behind me to my left, we have flutist, my wife, Lisa Walnick. We have oboist, Amy Mitchum, clarinetist, Spencer Pruitt, saxophonist, Brian Horner, bassoonist, Amy Gillick, cellist Christopher Stenstrom, and violinist Emily Hannah Crane. We're all members of the Gateway Chamber Orchestra, which is made up of performance faculty from Austin Peay State University, as well as top session players and symphony players from around the Southeast who join us seven times a year for programs.
Well, wonderful. We're going to start actually with music for the dulcimer. The orchestra will play later on in the program.
That's correct.
Stephen Seifert is here to introduce the dulcimer to those who haven't heard it before. It's a beautiful instrument, a plucked instrument. And Greg, anything you want to say about him or the piece you're going to play?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to be opening our seventh Masterwork Series, seventh in Clarksville, second in Franklin. And this program, part of our Heritage season, where we're going to celebrate four different things that have influenced this wonderful place that we call Middle Tennessee. And this opening program is entitled Celebrating Musical Treasures, and we want to celebrate the diversity of music that can be found here within Middle Tennessee. Gateway Chamber Orchestra makes a specialty out of the performances of Mozart and Haydn. We'll talk about the Mozart work that we're going to be performing a little bit later. And we're also going to be performing a work by a Syrian-American composer, Karim Rustam. But we're also going to champion a work of a Middle Tennessee resident, spectacular composer and violinist named Connie Ellis. And it's a work that fuses the cultures of Appalachia along with classical ideas of an orchestra. And so she's written a terrific work back about 20 years ago called Blackberry Winter, and we're going to be featuring Stephen Seifert. I'll let him talk a little bit about the instrument first. I'll turn things over to the two of you.
Steve, good to see you for the first time live in Studio C.
Yeah, thanks.
Tell us what
I'm
you're going
to
play
here.
And about your beautiful instrument.
Yeah, I'm playing a mountain dulcimer. Let me do just a quick little tune, and then I'll tell you more about it. I just want you to hear a few different ways it can sound. And that's the drone sound, the old sound of the instrument. My favorite dulcimer player, David Schnaufer, I learned a whole lot from him years ago. He talked about it was too country for country. I wanted to make sure I got that out on Nashville Public Radio here. You've got that drone. It reminds you of bagpipes. Might remind you of a hurdy-gurdy. And you've got a melody going over it. And there's not chord changes happening. And this is kind of like a guitar you play in your lap, and there are missing notes, and thank goodness they're the wrong notes, the notes you wouldn't want anyway.
You can't play certain notes on the dulcimer, is that what you're saying?
That's right. You don't want them. They're just going to make your life harder. If you look at the end of the 1700s, beginning 1800s, there was just a lot of traditions of instruments around the world that were diatonic. They just had the notes you needed for the keys you needed to play the music in. And so I think this kind of comes out of that world. Now, that's the traditional sound, but of course, there's all kinds of stuff that you can do on this limited, seemingly limited instrument.
Well, let's hear a little more.
Well, for instance, I'll try to jump to the extreme. So this will make some people mad, some of those dulcimer traditionalists. Thank you. can play a little blues on it. There's different playing styles. There's like finger picking, which I love. It reminds me of a harp a little bit. Those sounds with it. Pretty much it's a strange instrument because we're not allowed to. I think of myself as sailing around the musical world on a ship where I'm not really welcome in any port for the most part, as far as the bigger genres go. But the fun part of that is I get to try all kinds of stuff on this thing. The history of it, there's instruments all over Europe that are like it, the Scheidholt, the Hummel, the epinet. There's lots of instruments all over. We've got pictures. We've got actual instruments going back. The instruments go back that we can find 200-300 years, at least some of them. This is an American version. And, you know, some of the biggest names of it, like Jean Ritchie, who was big in the folk movement in the 50s and 60s, she probably got it out to most people's ears. Richard Farina, who did a lot of stuff. But, like, it's shown up in rock and roll with Gene Ritchie. I'm sorry, Joni Mitchell. So I like playing this instrument that I get to travel the genres quite a bit.
Well, tell us a bit more about Blackberry Winter and Connie Alistair's connection with the instrument. And you'll be playing that on the concert, right?
That's right.
In upcoming concerts.
So, roughly 20 years ago, Connie met my mentor, David Schnaufer, and they just started to get to know each other musically. I actually got to hear some of the tapes of those first meetings, and it's hours of them talking about the dulcimer and what kind of music is played on a dulcimer. Connie picked out some of these traditional themes, and she worked everything into a composition that's a traditional three-part concerto. And I love it. I get to show off the different sides of the instrument. There's also an instrument for the second movement called the Tennessee Music Box. It's an older form of the instrument that was popular probably around the 1880s in Tennessee. And I play with a bow. So that one very much, to me, sounds like a hurdy-gurdy a little bit. Mm-hmm. But it's a great piece, and I'll tell you, I've been playing it for about 20 years with orchestras all over the country, and it's really cool to see that it's still showing up on radio all over, all these years later. I think, I could be wrong about this, but I think it's one of the small number of modern pieces that really sounds pretty. I think it's got a beautiful sound to it. Connie's not afraid to use a major chord, and I'm glad for that.
Yeah, that's something good, especially on a sweet-sounding instrument like the dulcimer. Can you play a bit of Blackberry Winter for us?
Sure. I'll let you hear a little bit from the first movement. The name, Blackberry Winter, part of how that happened was there's an old fiddle tune called Blackberry Blossom that David played for her. And so I'll just give you a short taste of that. There's a lot of cool themes in this piece. What's neat is the way she really took this diatonic instrument, You know, mostly my comfortable keys are D, G, and A for major. E minor, B minor, A minor. And I move a capo around this instrument. And she's got the orchestra doing more chromatic passages, I think. Traveling through the different things while I put that capo on. And so they do something neat, and then all of a sudden... to me getting the capo somewhere else and the orchestra travels. It's a great way to use this instrument, I think.
And what's the scoring? Is it the strings behind the dulcimer?
String orchestra. Yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen in Radio Land, you don't have an opportunity very often to hear Connie Ellis's Blackberry Winter perform live, but you now have two possibilities. Gregory Walnick, tell us again about the concerts.
Sure. So this coming Sunday at 4 o'clock up in Clarksville in the beautiful George and Sharon Mabry Concert Hall on the campus of Austin Peay, we'll be performing this program, which will include Blackberry Winter, Karim Rustam's Dabka, and as I mentioned earlier, we, as an orchestra, one of our unique takes on the world is the way that we approach Haydn and Mozart, and we're going to be tackling Mozart's great Jupiter Symphony, his final symphony written way back in 1788. Then we repeat that program on Monday evening in the beautiful historic Franklin Theater in downtown Franklin at 7:30. More information on the whole program can be found at gatewaychamberorchestra.com or franklintheater.com.
Well, you brought some music by Heitor Villa-Lobos for us today. What is this?
We did, yeah. So on every program that Gateway presents, we try to present an established masterwork. In the case of the upcoming concert, a Mozart symphony. We always try to feature a contemporary American work, and we have Connie Ellisor's work to feature. And the next piece that you're about to hear from the members of the Gateway Chamber Orchestra is a very interesting work called Choros No. 7. It's from a series that Villa-Lobos wrote back in the 1920s. This one's from 1924, and it's essentially a wild party of street musicians in the form of a classical septet. So we're going to start with a little bit of an opening that sounds maybe reminiscent of Stravinsky or something kind of primitive, and then we're going to just progressively layer one on top of the other a variety of different Brazilian street tunes, whether it's a habanero or a tango. There's even a version of a Brazilian polka that appears partway through this. So this is Villa-Lobos' Choros No. 7 with members of the Gateway Chamber Orchestra. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Charlas No. 7 by Heitor Villa-Lobos, played live in Studio C by members of Gateway Chamber Orchestra. A wonderful performance of a wonderful piece of music. What a varied landscape Villa-Lobos writes into his music.
Just tremendous. Actually, my wife and I returned recently from a trip to South America, visited the Galapagos Islands, spectacular, and then went to Peru. And we happened to arrive in the wonderful city of Cusco during the Feast of Corpus Christi. As we're going through this piece today, I couldn't help but think of the various levels of revelers over the course of the day, culminating with late at night, loud celebrations in the streets. A little different
like
city.
A little bit chaotic, but wonderful.
Yes.
That's great. Well, that's Gregory Wolnick talking, and he's the music director of Gateway Chamber Orchestra. And Greg, please, again, the upcoming concerts.
Sure. Celebrating Musical Treasures, which will feature Stephen Seifert, who we heard from earlier, in Connie Ellisor's just terrific Blackberry Winter for Mountain Dulcimer and String Orchestra, work by Syrian-American composer Karim Rustam, his Dabka, also for string orchestra, and we're going to close with Mozart's just final symphony, the Jupiter Symphony in C major. That's Sunday afternoon, 4 p.m. On the 25th up in Clarksville, Tennessee, the George and Sharon Mabry Concert Hall, and then on Monday the 26th at 7:30 in the historic Franklin Theater.
That's great. Well, I'm going to have a go at naming the musicians, and I have everyone's name but the bassoonist. Would you say the bassoonist?
Sure, Amy Gillick, bassoon.
Amy Gillick. On flute today, we had Lisa Wolnick. On oboe, Amy Mitchum. On clarinet, Spencer Pruitt. Saxophone was Brian Horner. Violin, Emily Hannah Crane. Christopher Stenstrom played cello. And again, Gregory Wolnick is the music director of Gateway Chamber Orchestra, a thriving Middle Tennessee musical ensemble. Come out and hear them.
Thank you so much.
I'm Bill Griffin. Thanks for being with us for Live in Studio C. Coming up next week, it's musicians from Middle Tennessee State University. Flutists Deanna Little and Rebecca Murphy and pianist Wendell Little will play works by Joseph Akins, Paul Osterfield, and Bruce Dudley. Live in Studio C. Our thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission and the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee for supporting Live in Studio C at Classical 91.1.